This is a podcast of a programme previously broadcast on Claremorris Community Radio. Listen online at ccr946.ie.
Welcome along to another Classical Sounds here at Claremorris Community Radio on 94.6 FM, and it's 087-326-2007 to text me today. And if you want to listen in live, you can do that on ccr946.ie on our website. And if you want to email me, it's studio@ccr946.ie. Well, it's almost Christmas, so I have a sprinkling of Christmas music and Christmas-sounding music, not necessarily actual Christmas music at all. But I hope you'll enjoy that. And also, apart from the Christmas music, I have music from Josef Strauss, a younger brother of the great Johann Strauss, music of Mozart, and Maurice Ravel, and a bit more besides as well. So, as I said, 087-326-2007. Firstly, I'm going to play some music by Prokofiev. He had the misfortune to die on the very same day as Joseph Stalin in 1953. I think it was in March, sometime in 1953. So he didn't really get mentioned at all in the newspapers after his death. And of course, he wasn't in great favour with the Communist Party for a lot of his life. He decided to come back from Paris to live in Moscow, strangely, when many other people were leaving. But he wrote a Christmas-sounding music from a suite called the Lieutenant Cager Suite called Troika. That means something entirely different in this country of late, but it is a Russian kind of dance. And this is lovely music. It sounds like, I suppose, a sleigh ride, and it really is good. I hope you like this music of Prokofiev. Michael Tilson Thomas is conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra here. Thank you. Music there of the Russian composer Prokofiev, and that was from his Lieutenant Kesia suite. I didn't get around to finding who the Lieutenant Kesia was. I should have, unfortunately. Sorry about that. And that was movie music, I believe, and that is music called Troika, which has nothing to do with the Irish economy. And that was written sometime in the 1930s, I believe. But it has a very Christmassy-sounding sleigh ride sort of feel to it. Hope you like that. And Michael Tilson Thomas was conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra there. You're listening to Classical Sounds here at Clamart Screen Radio, 94.6 FM. It's Andrew Newman with you until 4 this afternoon. And, of course, it's 087-326-2007. It's sort of Christmas here on the station this week, so I'm playing Christmas music in between other bits of music during the show today, so hope you'll enjoy that ahead of you. And next I'm going to some contemporary music. Don't be afraid though, this is kind of tuneful. The notes are very similar. He doesn't stray too far away from what he's doing. His name is Alvar Part, and he was a composer of very serious, as it was called, serial music, which made no sense. Then in the 1970s, about 1973-74, religion became a big part of his life, and he stopped composing for 3 years. And when he came back, his music was very simple and didn't use too many notes, and it sounded a bit like Gregorian chant, but not really. And it's cantabile. You should look up what that means to Mr. Alvar Part on Wikipedia, because I don't really want to explain it. It's a bit complicated, but listen to this first, and while you're listening to it, maybe you should perhaps look up what tintabile means in Alvar Part's mind, because that's what he's trying to express in his music from 1977 to today. He's aged 75 now, one of the world's most popular composers. And I hope you like this one. This one is one of his earliest tintabile works. It's called Cantate Domine. And that's where he leaves it, sort of in the air. Music there from Alvar Part, from his Cantate Domino. And if you want to know the words that are in Latin there, you should search them up on the internet, because it's quite long. And it's amazing how he fitted so many words into 2 minutes and 16 seconds. And that was Nigel Short conducting a wonderful choir called Tinnebarry. And I hope you like that music there from Alvar Part. Not necessarily Christmassy, but as I said, Not all the music today is actually Christmassy, but it's Christmas sounding. And I hope you liked that music there of Everpert. You're listening to Classical Sounds here on Clamart's Community Radio, 94.6 FM. And more religious music now on the way. This is music by a Belgian composer whose name was César Franck, a composer of many symphonies and concertos and a lot of organ music, but is best known to the world for this short work for a singer and orchestra or organ. I say singer because it's sung by a soprano or tenors or baritones. It doesn't really matter, but it's lovely music indeed. It's the Panus Angelicus. Music there of music by César Franck, as it should be pronounced, and as is Panis Angelicus, with a wonderful young tenor from Italy whose name is Vittorio Gregolo. And you should look him up. He is meant to be the next Pavarotti. And the eminent Gramophone music magazine have said great things about him, and they really think he's going to be the next big thing. But I think the other, the Maltese tenor, whose name is Joseph Calea, I should say, he is definitely better than Mr. Vittorio Gregolo, but he definitely is a future ahead of him all the same. He was stuck doing crossover classical music for a while, and then he decided to become a proper classical musician. But that album, the Ave Maria with Vittorio Gregolo, is nearly crossover classical, but not really. But I hope you liked that music there of Cesar Franck. You're listening to Classical Sounds here on Clamart's Community Radio, 94.6 FM. It's Andrew Newman here on Clamart's Community Radio, as I said, on Classical Sounds. Now, next I'm going to some music of Mozart. This is a very late work of his K605, which would mean to me that he wrote this in about September of 1791, a few months before he died in December of 1791. And this is from his three German dances. He clearly wrote this for a party of sorts. And one of these dances, the third one, is Christmassy sounding. Another sleigh ride. Hope you like this one. There, Mozart, from his three German dances, and that was Sir Neville Marriner conducting the Academy of St. Martin Fields in a recording from 1986, apparently. And that was written in 1791, not later in 1791 like I thought it was, but apparently in Mozart's catalogue of music in February of 1791, and he was the court chamber composer, so he had to write music for the imperial family in that sort of way, just for parties, unfortunately, in his last year. But that was nice music, The Slave Ride. I hope you enjoyed that one. Now it's time to go to my first ad break here on Clonmore's Community Radio on 94.6. Andrew Newman with Classic Sounds. Don't go away.
You're listening to Classical Sounds with Andrew Newman on Clonmore's Community Radio.
Welcome back to Classical Sounds here on Clonmore's Community Radio. It's Andrew Newman with you until 4 this afternoon, and it's 087-326-2007 for your texts. And if you want to send me an email, it's studio@ccr946.ie. And also we're broadcasting live on the same website too, ccr946.ie, if you want to listen in live too on the internet. Now, next to some music by younger brother of Johann Strauss II. A couple of weeks ago I played a work by his nephew, Johann Strauss III, but here's one by his brother, Joseph, who originally did enjoy the family firm of musicians. He became an architect because his father, Johann Strauss I, didn't want him to become a musician. But under pressure by his brother, Johann, he decided to join the family firm of musicians because Johann is very busy. Hadn't an extraordinary amount of time to write the amount of music that was needed for his orchestra. So he gave up being an architect and started composing music himself. And Johann Strauss thought that he was an even better composer than he, would you believe? And now I'm going to play one of his most popular works, the Delirium Waltz, which apparently means Delirium Waltz. That could be wrong, but I think it's right. And it's, as I said, one of his most popular works. He was born in 1827 and died in 1870, quite young. Rather mysteriously, and so I hoped he would have written a novel or more music than he did, but there is not a, there, well, this is Opus 212, so he didn't do too badly, I suppose. But this is his most, one of his most popular ones, as at the Delirium, with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here, with the great Willy Voskovsky.
Thank you.
Misa there of Josef Strauss, the younger brother Johann Strauss II, and that was his Delirinen Waltz. And that was the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, no, it's the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, and Willy Voskoski, who was their leader at the time, loved conducting the music of Strauss and always conducted the New Year's Day concert until his death in 1982. And that was, as I said, Misa there of Josef Strauss. So I hope you liked that one. The Delirinen Waltz. You're listening to Classical Sounds here at Clonmore's Community Radio 94.6 FM. It's now time to play, go back to the Christmassy sound of music. And I'm going to play music now by an American composer. His name was Leroy Anderson, a composer of light classical short works. And there's a load of them here that I could name off to you. Fiddle Faddle, the Sandpaper Dance, Plink Plink Plunk Polka, Jazz Legato. There's an awful lot of them, and you might recognise a few of the tunes if you heard them. But in 1950, he wrote a wonderful music for Christmas, which he called the Christmas Festival Overture, which contains many of great Christmas carols and Christmas songs. And I hope you like this one. And we'll come back to the music of Leroy Anderson later with another Christmas-sounding music. But here is Leroy Anderson conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra here.
Thank you.
Christmas Festival Overture there of Leroy Anderson, a 20th century light music composer from America, and that was him conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra there, that recording. You're listening to Classic Sounds here on Clamart's Community Radio, 94.6 FM. It's Andrew Newman here until 4 o'clock on Classical Sounds. Now, I better go to my second hour break, and after that I have more music of Mozart, so don't go away.
You're listening to Classical Sounds with Andrew Newman on Clamart's Community Radio.
Welcome back. Next now to music of Mozart from his Piano Concerto number 21, a really popular one, this one. And you'll definitely like it too. The second movement from this Piano Concerto in C major. And the music is played by Malcolm Belson on a pianoforte, which is a original instrument in the style of at the time of Mozart, and he's joined by John Eric Gardner and the English Brook Solos here.
Thank you.
The music there of Mozart from his piano concerto number 21, and that was Malcolm Belson on the pianoforte, and he's joined by the English Baroque soloist, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. Now, my second last piece of music today is by Raval, Maurice Raval, a composer of the Impressionist era in music. He was born in 1875 and died in 1937. One of his most popular works is the Mother Goose Suite, and this was orchestrated in 1911 from its original piano duo piece, and this is the Empress of the Pagodas. Music there of Ravel, and that was from his Mother Goose Suite, the Empress of the Pagodas. And I hope you like that one. That was Maurice Pierre Boulez, rather, and with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm going to end now with some more Christmassy sounding music, this time by Leroy Anderson again, and this was written in 1948. It's called Sleigh Ride, and this is definitely a nicer sleigh ride than the first one you heard at the top of the show. So this, as I said, music of Leroy Anderson again conducting the Boston Pops Orchestra. Thank you. Sleigh Ride there, ending the programme. There it was, music by Leroy Anderson. You can listen back to the show on my website, irishpianoman.com, where you can get all the playlists of my previous programmes. So it's goodbye for me till next week. So Andrew Newman signing off. Goodbye.